You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. This past May was, across the United States, the wettest month on record. But down here in dry-as-a-bone Southern California, we hardly saw a drop. The state is still stuck in a drought and has imposed mandatory water cuts. So now the utilities are making the rules. Watering your lawn is out. But getting your car washed, surprisingly, is not. KQED's Lauren Summer has the story.
The most drought-friendly way to wash your car is not to wash it. But Jeff Wheeler is counting on the fact that some people won't be able to stand it.
I'm sure in summer we'll see influx in business, which is great.
Wheeler runs AJ Auto Detailing in San Jose. And just a month ago, the city council here passed drought rules that are a dream for any car washing business. If you live in San Jose, you're no longer allowed to wash your car at home with potable water. Commercial car washes are okay, because most recycle water.
Actually, a customer came in the other day and he brought his truck.
Jeff's brother Jordan says the word is getting out.
He has a big yard and he has like tractors and stuff. And he said that he was washing off a couple of his tractors and a neighbor complained and called the police on him.
Washing your car at home is still allowed by most California water utilities if you have a shutoff nozzle on your hose. But San Jose has banned it with or without a nozzle because the city says it needs to cut water use by 30%. And Jeff Wheeler says his car wash has an added selling point. It's extra water efficient.
How this all starts is there's multiple pumps.
The sudsy water flowing off these cars is recaptured, filtered, and put into large tanks. Each gallon is reused 4 to 5 times, which saves a lot of water.
We're actually only using about 2 to 2.5 gallons per car, and that's less than like a dishwasher uses.
That easily saves as much as 100 gallons over what you might use washing your car at home. But it's nothing compared to what all those green lawns use. So why single out car washing? I asked Heather Cooley of the Pacific Institute, a water think tank in Oakland, and she said some water utilities don't have much of a choice.
As agencies are trying to meet some of the restrictions, in some cases up to 36%, they're going to have to cut a lot of things. And so every bit is going to help.
But other areas, the water thrifty ones, have lower conservation cuts, just 8%. And in those places, the rules are less about saving water and more about getting our attention, like the one where restaurants have to ask customers before they serve water.
It's showing people that we are in a drought, that we need to be thinking about all the different ways we use water.
By making everyday Californians feel the pain, she says, they're more likely to step up and make lasting changes, like putting in drought-friendly landscaping.
In every city, lawns are sort of standard. When a new area is put in, when a street median is put in, and so that has to change. And so this drought, I think, is really going to drive that change.
A change that will pay off by saving water in future droughts, which Cooley says, don't forget, are inevitable. I'm Lauren Summer from Marketplace.